Happy Friday, everybody, and happy Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for our annual tradition of Is This Romantic? You've been submitting situations over the past week of things that happen on Walt Disney World vacations. Pam and I are standing by to give you our verdict on whether your situations are romantic or not and how to make them more romantic if needed. Today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. The next time you're ready to head to a Disney destination, drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the great specials, and while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please check out our Amazon affiliate link. It's at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase does help support everything we do here on the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1603 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday and happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Will you be our Valentine? You know, that's one of the things I really miss about teaching. You know, I haven't done it for 3 years now. And I did teach sixth grade, which Valentine's Day was dangerous in a sixth grade class. You didn't want to encourage anything with sixth graders. They're already crazy. But it was, you know, I made them do the old, I was old school. I always made them do the shoebox thing. You know, even though they were too cool for school, like once I gave them that safe place that we're all going to do it, Mr. Rallman's making you, they loved making the shoebox, you know, decorated for like the mailbox. And we'd all bring in the, you know, the Peanuts cards or the whatever, the Nerds boxes that are on the Valentine's. I love that. And it was fun. And I kind of do miss that. So hope you're having a great Valentine's Day already. We're doing our annual tradition of Is This Romantic? Giving some practical Walt Disney World advice with situations that may or may not be romantic. So we're going to do that today. So joining me today here on Valentine's Day, we have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday, Pam. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. So I will tell you, I've been thinking about for Valentine's Day, and I think I know what I want. Ready?
A trip.
A 2020 Adventures by Disney vacation, because there are some fantastic offers.
You want to be on a river cruise.
Crazy Eddie. Yes, absolutely. The river cruise is for sure. There are offers that include flat rate round trip airfare. There are all kinds of different specials out there. There are actually some better deals on Adventures by Disney vacations, especially the river cruises, than I have seen in a while. So I want you guys to look at them. If you have always thought I can't do a river cruise, think about it, because this is a great year to do it. We don't usually see specials like this. And in addition, the Magic for Less Travel is giving our own savings on top of them. We're giving up to 5% of, we're going to take 5% off the price of that. So anyways, that's what I want for vacation. So Mike, can you text Steve and tell him that's what I want?
Maybe you're on the Sonos. Maybe he can hear you since he plays music all throughout the house by accident.
Right? I know.
Who can we be
a good
now?
Time on our river cruise. I'm telling you, I dream about that vacation more than any other vacation that we've taken. It was just awesome. So anyways.
All right. So with today's show, if any of these things, situations stand out, go to facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give your feedback on maybe how to make it more romantic if we deem it is not romantic.
But
we're kind of old romantics here. You know, we can find romance in just about anything. We, you know, our significant others put up with us. And we'll see. So let's start off with Jen over on the Facebook page. It just so happens that our 8th wedding anniversary falls on our August trip. Our 6-year-old daughter will be with us, but we'd like to do something special. Halloween party. Is this romantic? What do you think?
I say yes. I say yes, it is romantic, and here's why. First of all, anytime it's dark and there's twinkling lights and even neon and stuff like that, that's romantic. There's going to be fireworks. There's going to be a parade. There's going to be fun stuff to do. Plus, you get to trick or treat and feel like you're you know, trick-or-treating age again. So I think that's romantic. I'm going to give that one yes. Thumbs up.
I do as well. And having the six-year-old there brings a different level of romance, because I know you typically think of an adults-only kind of evening or meal, you know, for romance. But when you're at the Magic Kingdom, if you have kids and they're not with you, your heart's kind of only 80% there. And I think with your whole family unit together, that kind of brings it all home. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, next, Jennifer Grant. Being stuck in the pouring rain in the back of World Showcase and finally just taking your time walking back and getting soaking wet. And once you have blisters so bad from your high heels because you were dressed up for your anniversary, you took your shoes off and just splashed in the puddles. Is that romantic? Just kind of embracing the rain, taking off the shoes, and jumping in the water puddles at Epcot.
I say yes. First of all, anytime something goes, and I'll put wrong in air quotes here, because rain isn't necessarily wrong, right? But you go through, I think, a few stages in this. At first, you're like mildly annoyed, and then you're letting it impact you even more,
yes,
right? You're starting
absolutely.
To get stressed, and you're like, oh, I had all these whatever. And then, and I think as you get older, you pass through these stages more quickly. Then you get to the point where we're going to make a decision. We're going to roll with it, and we're not going to complain anymore. We're just going to enjoy doing it. And I think anytime you can get to that point, you've won, right? You've won the game of life, as they say, remember? You don't even have to spin that little thing in the middle and drive around in the cars. You've won the game of life because you're enjoying what's happening right then. It wasn't what you planned. It wasn't what you wanted, but it's still awesome. So that's definitely romantic and winning at life.
I agree, because, I mean, when people around you see you embracing the rain and just splashing in the puddles like a kid and just laughing about it, and like, people are like, man, I wish I had that kind of spirit. Like, because when I see people doing that, I'm like, that's awesome. Like, that's how we all need to live. So that's totally romantic. And I will say, we've been in many situations like that. One of the times I remember, like, our whole group being together was when you were staying, I think it was at the Boardwalk Villas. We ended up recording a live podcast that night in the villa. And, like, we had really good fast passes for something. I can't remember what it was, but we were really debating. I mean, it was pouring. But we were still like, we might go. I think we had Toy Story fast passes or something at the studios, I think. But... like, we had just eaten at Ale and Compass, had a good meal, and we're like, Dad, what do we do? Do we get out there in the rain and go for it? But we called an audible. We went back to the villa. We ordered some food and some drinks, and, man, we had, like, the best night. So I think you just got to, call the audible in a situation like that and make the best of it.
I agree. That's what it's all about, is making the best of every situation you're in.
All right, Jen Stead, who does all of our great artwork. You see the cartoon people, which I keep telling Pam I want to get a fat head of our podcast mast with Ricky and myself for the kitchen, like, huge. That's, but she's still not going for it.
I'm sure Pam wants. Yeah.
She's like, we need to get, like, a saying on the wall in the kitchen. I'm like, how about a fat head of our podcast logo? She just it's not winning. Anyway, she says, a nightly walk in World Showcase and walk to the boardwalk. Oh my gosh, this is, like, off the charts romantic. I love that. I mean, even when I'm by myself, it's romantic. Yes. God, I'm in love with Ample Hills.
I'm like, you hit all of Mike's romantic
Epcot
things.
Night.
Walk, yes. Check. Yes. Night, check. Ice board cream, walk. Check, check.
Yeah, totally. And plus, the thing is, when you go to the boardwalk at night, because I think it's also about atmosphere, and you see a lot of couples and, folks out for the night, and it's when you're a parent and you don't have that, you don't see that very much. Usually if you're going out, it's like cheerleading competitions. It's cool to see grownups in kind of nice clothes having a good fun evening. You don't see it often. So there you go. All right, next, let's see here. Susie Campbell says, Skyliner to Sebastian's Bistro for dinner. Maybe snag a hammock on the beach. Ooh, yes. I like that. So talk to us about Sebastian's. I haven't eaten there. Is it kind of a romantic atmosphere, or is it kind of crazy?
No, it is. It's quiet. And I think I called it Shutters on our last podcast. So
I was like, is Shutters still with us? I was thinking that, and I'm like, maybe it is. I didn't know.
I think I've lost my mind.
We're both on cold medicine.
In March, talk to me in March. I'll try to be more cohesive and all that, have my thoughts work out better anyways. But Sebastian's is it is kind of quiet. And the times that we've been there, it hasn't been too busy. So that's nice too. There's also that Banana Cabana, which is of course a lounge, and not quite as romantic as a sit down dinner probably, but they have some good drinks and they have some good food. And the great thing about that area of Caribbean beaches, you can catch sort of the high fireworks from Illuminations. So, which is not Illuminations either. So
nope, it is Epcot Forever.
Expect right me now. To use the old terminology for the rest of whatever.
We are on cold medicine and we're doing the best we can. This is so romantic that we're on cold medicine and like hyped up and got rough voices. So romantic, like, but we are here.
12 hours a day at a minimum.
So. We are here. All right, next. Kurt in the live chat has a question. It's not a situation, but I like this because it fits into what we're doing today. What is the most romantic place to have a drink with your wife in Disney or a resort for a date night? So let me just ask you this. You know, you're down there, just you and Steve, and you can go anywhere on property to have a drink. Where would you find the most romantic?
So that's so hard for me because there's so many different places that we go. But I really, there's something about Territory Lounge that is very near and dear to us for some reason there at the Wilderness Lodge. It's usually kind of quiet in the evening. They have, you know, decent beers, decent drinks, but they also have fondue. So
that's right out of Frozen. Yeah,
it a little bit, right? And it just is a place that we've gone so many times that it feels like home. And I think that there is something about, you know, romance and being tied to something that's comfortable that is sometimes a little reassuring. I mean, doing new things is always fun. And I think that is a layer of romance. But being, you know, having romance sort of infiltrate your comfortable times is a good place to be in your life. So.
And I know this is totally like not the answer anybody's expecting, but the best times I've had, and I mean, it is romantic when you're there is, and again, this is a restaurant. This isn't even a lounge, but it's that patio at Olivia's with friends and with your significant other. When you're out there just hanging out in beautiful weather, especially like if you're down there, like say January, when it's cold at home and it, you know, 75 degree evening, you know, Florida breeze going through, you got all the flowers, the water, it's, you see the people coming and going from the parks right outside your table. God, yeah. I love that to have a drink, just to hang out. So good.
That was a good one.
Yep. Good stuff. All right. Next situation is from Stephanie. She says Riviera quick service. Okay. Eating out at the tables by the water and watching the Skyliner go by.
God. Is that even a question?
I know. Like these people are just showing off.
Romantic?
We're just showing off.
If there are people out here who don't think that's romantic, you're wrong.
Hopefully we get something that's kind of maybe, because these are all, and look, Michael Jones, carriage ride at Port Orleans Riverside. I mean, you don't even have to take the carriage ride. Like, I feel romance just hearing the click, clock, and like taking pictures and watching it. But I mean, if you're the person in the carriage with your significant other, yeah, totally.
I agree.
All right, Amanda says, planning a trip for the end of April, but my husband will be writing his finals during our trip online. Is this romance? Okay, here we go. All right. So they're going to Walt Disney World in April.
Yes.
But hubby's writing his paper online. He's working. Is that romantic?
What if he's on vacation together?
That's true. What if he's in the room though, and she's like at the Magic Kingdom?
Well, that's not very romantic.
No.
But I think, you know, just like our question about the rain and stuff, this is, you gotta do what you have to do, right? At least he's able to come on the vacation with you and he's willing to do the final while he's there. Just, can he write a little before you leave home? I mean, is that possible?
Like, or on the plane early? Yeah. On the plane. Yeah. I always say I'm going to work on the plane. I never do because the Wi-Fi is sketchy. And no, that's, you know, the thing is, you got to look at romance from the big picture. Like, he's working to better himself, probably to get a promotion or to get some other position. And that's going to benefit your family long term. Yeah. I mean, that is devotion. That is the highest level of romance. I give it to him.
I agree.
So hopefully your husband's listening and he can send me the check. All right. Eric's got a question or a situation. Being stuck in a tunnel on the People Mover in your own train. And let's see. He says also, for one you can actually plan, sharing an ice cold beverage on the platform of the Main Street train station overlooking the view right down the middle of Main Street, USA. The only thing is, now, and this doesn't matter to me because a Coke Zero is a great beverage for me. But if you're at the Magic Kingdom, you can't share an alcoholic beverage outside. You can at a table service restaurant, but you can't. You know, you're not having like a, what's the thing at the at France at Epcot, the Grey Goose?
Yeah, you're not thing. Having like, the slushy.
You're not having that on the Main Street train station, at least for very long. Before Mickey comes to get you. But yeah, that's totally romantic, I would say.
Yeah, I agree. Plus, anytime you can see the castle at night, I think is a good day.
All right. Here we go from Bubba Mac. I'm currently traveling for work and going to be 10 miles from Disneyland on today, February 14th, with the day off. Before I left, my wife put a small Yoda action figure in my suitcase with a note that read, "Love you, I do. If I take that Yoda to Disneyland and photograph him around the park, is that romantic enough to not get murdered for going to Disney on Valentine's Day without my wife?" Let's see. What would Yoda say? Careful, you should be.
I agree, but I'm sure your wife's not going to begrudge you the opportunity to go and experience Disneyland by yourself. So I'd be willing to risk that one to see if it was enough to get me out of trouble, I think.
I think by putting a Jedi Master in your suitcase, like that is implied permission. Do you think? Okay. I mean, yeah. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm thinking that is implied permission, you know, so for sure. Go for it.
For sure.
And like my old... I loved my principal that when I first started teaching Gifted, I was best friend. Her son and I were best friends growing up. So it was really nice. I had like the golden, everybody's like, "You're the golden child. You can do no wrong." I'm like, yeah, because I grew up at her house and she's my boss now. But she always said, her motto was, and I learned this from her, always ask for forgiveness. Don't ask for permission.
That's right. See, look, it's Jedi.
Oh, there you go. Nice. I don't have any Jedi. I just have, let's see. What about Jedi? Grimace from a,
oh my god,
Happy Meal. There you go, that's all I got.
I also have Rex
too. Oh man, here we go. It's great for an audio podcast.
I know, but so many people do see us, so.
That's true. All right, next we have Jennifer. My husband and I'll be celebrating 10 years in October. Our daughter will be celebrating her 9th birthday 5 days later. We'll be in Walt Disney World during this time. Will it be romantic? No. But we're staying at the Boardwalk Villas, going full costume for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, having 2 non-character dining reservations based on our adult preferences, surrendering to our daughter's preferences on her birthday, and loving every moment as a family. Yes, that's totally romantic.
I agree. Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
And the thing is, I don't know. This is me. I find romance in having the family together. I know that there's something to be said for adult trips.
Right.
I've never taken one with just Pam. I've gone many times by myself for races and media stuff and that kind of stuff. Never gone as Pam and I, but there's a part of me that's missing when my whole family's not there. I mean, how do you fall in that? Because you and Steve do go down. I mean, because Hannah's older now, so it's a little different situation for you.
We do, but we always did. Like, our first, we went to Walt Disney World about a year after she was born without her. And she stayed with my parents when we were there. And we've actually made it a priority ever since she was little to go do stuff by ourselves. So, but I completely understand what you said. Like, when Hannah is, you know, when she was away at college, I can't tell you how relieved I was when she came home.
Yeah,
like,
totally. You don't realize
about having it. Everyone, yes. Under one roof. And like, I know where everyone is and all of that. So it's like, I want to do that with everyone I care about. Like, people that I'm friends with, you're lucky I haven't made you move into my house yet. So I'm just saying, I would like everyone I care about to be under my roof, and then I would be happy with it. But I totally understand what you're saying. But there is something to do. I mean, I've said this before on the podcast, but the best thing that you can give your children is 2 parents who love each other. So, and I'm not saying that trips are the thing that make you love each other more or less, but it's an opportunity to connect in a way that sometimes is not possible in the craziness of home life. So
you really start realizing that when you have a kid who goes away to college. Like, it's, you know, like, I'm so excited because right now as we're recording, Paige is down at LSU. You know, for the basketball game. She works for Mizzou Women's Basketball. And that's awesome. Like, she sent me pictures today of Mike the Tiger. Like, they have a live tiger in the middle of their campus. And that's awesome. And, you know, like, she's living my best life is working for Mizzou Athletics, which is so cool. But, you know, I miss her. Like, she doesn't have the opportunity to come home because she's always working, you know, because
right.
SEC sports are crazy. Like, she never gets a day off. But when she comes home, you treasure it more. So I would say having the kids with you anytime at Walt Disney World's a win. It's romantic.
Yeah, I agree.
In a different way. All right, Ashlyn's got one. You're on your honeymoon having a rest on a bench down Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood Studios. Suddenly, they start playing the music from the montage at the beginning of Up. Oh, this is all you. Your new husband asks you to dance, and you finally share your first dance as a married couple right in the middle of Sunset Boulevard. She says, true story. How about that?
That's very romantic. Dude. Steve and I do that when almost every time when we walk into the Magic Kingdom, the instrumental version of Up, the song from Up, plays. It doesn't happen every time, but it happens a really high percentage of time. And I love that movie. It just, for so many reasons, just that. So I think anything to do with that song is awesome. And how you got through it without crying.
Yes.
I mean, that's always the thing that like gets to me. So anyways.
And then they played the Walt Disney World commercial with the girl going away to college, followed by the Google commercial.
Right. Like,
dude, tear your heart out back to back.
And then you're all crying.
I miss everybody. Come on, boy. At the end, when he goes out, don't miss me too much and get out of the house. Oh, stop. Oh,
I don't know.
Pam's always like, whenever I tell Pam, like, you got to see this commercial, she's like, it's sad, isn't it? I'm like, yes, it's always sad when I tell you to watch a commercial. I have something wrong with me.
True. I know the part in Up where he flips over the page and reads, you know, now go have your own adventure. I'm just like, that wrecks me every time. So anyway.
I know. Seriously. Oh, I can't think about it. All right, Jake's got a situation. We enjoyed the dessert fireworks party from the Tomorrowland Terrace one trip. You eat all the desserts you can imagine, then go over to the reserved area for the fireworks show. The day we did it was fairly cold, so she wanted to just snuggle the whole time. I definitely wasn't complaining. Jake's like, can we turn on that Disney air conditioning here in July? Like, I've heard that you have climate control.
Yeah. Love it.
You guys are killing it. You guys, like, there's not even a question. In the past, like, you guys were bad, but I mean, after almost 12 years, you guys have gotten good. All right, let's see. Gene says, we went to Disney last March with our kids as part of a land sea trip to celebrate our 15th wedding anniversary. Our children insisted getting a picture of us kissing at every country in Epcot, kissing on command with people watching you. Okay, I'd get a little stage fright, but yeah, that's romantic, I guess.
Yes, a kiss is a kiss. I mean,
did they like ding, ding, ding? The way they do at wedding receptions, like the cup, the glass. And Jen, one of our other listeners, replied, "That's my nightmare."
Oh, that's hysterical.
I'd be a little stressed. I'm just saying, but yeah, that's totally romantic. All right, Tyler says convincing a cast member to let you sneak behind the velvet ropes of a private party in the Italy Pavilion to snag a picture of where you got engaged. How about that? That's awesome.
Yeah, that's romantic. A little sweet talking, too, I'm sure it took to do that. So,
but, you know, that's where I love that cast members use good judgment. You know what? Because technically it's a private party. You're not supposed to get behind the ropes. But if you're kind and don't have an expectation going in and you explain, like, this would mean a lot to us. We'll be in and out in 2 minutes. Just want to snap a picture. We got engaged here. That's really those things you come home and you say, man, we got to do this. It wasn't a big deal, but it is a big deal in a way. You know, it's not something that cost Disney anything, but you got to relive the magic there for a couple minutes. That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
I love hearing that stuff. All right. Eric says, how's this? When you start off with how's this, I always get nervous. My wife and I booked a room at the Grand Floridian for our 25th anniversary. Also went there for our 20th. But big surprise for us that we were upgraded to the Roy Disney suite for our stay. I pre-ordered an anniversary flower package through their flower shop, which just added to the occasion. Needless to say, we hardly left the suite. Upgrade of a lifetime will probably never happen again, but it will never be forgotten either. One of our most romantic getaways ever. How about that? Have you ever had anything like that happen kind of unexpectedly that changed the you know, what you go in with a plan for your trip and then something like this happens, you know, maybe you had great fast passes and all of a sudden you're like, well, I'm never going to be in this suite again. I have to change things. Has that ever happened to you?
I'm sure it has at different times. Like, there have been, we have stayed in some places that I thought, golly, I don't even want to leave this room. It's awesome. But I mean, you know, I think that that's the beauty of it, that when you have something unexpected and you can take advantage of it, like really take advantage of it, then that's awesome. And I love that you had that opportunity. Aw, and Monique's going to college in the fall.
Dude, I'm telling you, George, that'll be the worst. It's exciting. George just said Monique's going away to college in the fall. She's committed to her university for fall 2020. His wife's already crying. And we've got to spend time with George and his family. And I will just tell you, as a dad, that day dropping Paige off. And I mean, Paige was just, she's literally 120 miles straight down the interstate from where we live now. It's a straight shot. And I mean, she was going to Mizzou. Like, I didn't get to go to Mizzou, but you guys know, like, I painted my last house Mizzou gold. Everything I wear is black and gold. Like, I'm Mizzou true. But the thing is, God, that day we dropped her off. Oh, I don't know, Pam, just real quick. Like, Pam and I cried the whole way home, like 120 miles. Like, she wasn't that far away, but it was just like, that was like, and I think about it with Mallory already, she's in sixth grade. Like, it tore. I mean, I'm proud of her now. It all worked out. It's good. But God, that day, it's harder than you think. And then Core says that college commercial equals my fourth trip in 18 months because they're only little for a little while. I'm like, dude, punch me in the gut again. What are you doing? Disney knows. But yeah, give him a little advice. He'll make it, but that'll be a rough day.
It will be. I mean, it'll be a challenge. It's a process. For a little bit, Steve and I were sort of unsure on what to do with yourself. And then we sort of hit our stride with it, right?
Okay.
This is kind of awesome. I mean, it's really cool. But I will say, you know, we still take advantage of any opportunity we have to travel with Hannah. You know, she's going with us when we do. Our agency is doing an Alaska cruise in May, and Han's coming with us. I mean, it's still the travel. I never feel bad about money I spend on travel for my family. After Christmas, I've had Christmases where I'm like, okay, why did I buy her that crap? Right? Because you're only an hour removed from it, and you're already thinking, why did I spend money on half of that stuff? Right? Either they're not going to play with it long term, or you wish they weren't playing with it, or whatever. But travel is not anything I've ever regretted spending money on. One way or another, it taught us something, or it gave us an experience, or whatever. So I'm so about experiences as gifts.
Totally am. Yeah, like that one year we got her like one of those eggs that hatched and like some stupid thing came out of it. Like I remember on Christmas Eve, like we were all, it was like $60.
I know.
And like the stupid thing hatched and then she had like a little doll or something in it. And then she didn't care. Like it was all about the stupid thing hatching for $60.
Sometimes it's about the getting of it. And then I wonder, what am I teaching this child? Right.
I always say, that's why I tell Pam, experiences. Like if you want to get me something, like let me run a race. Let me go to a festival. Let me do something.
Let me do a river cruise.
Yeah. There we go. We just got a house. Dude, that is not happening. I'll take a race entry for any time in the future. All right. See, Tiernan says sharing a Mickey pretzel and beer at night on a bench outside of the Land Pavilion because you just finished rider swap for Soarin while the baby sleeps in the stroller. My favorite Disney memory. You know what? That is exactly right. That is exactly right because you're at your favorite place. The baby's calm. No, 20 minutes before that, the baby could have been going crazy. The diaper could have been full. I mean, it could have been just nine times of a mess. But like when you get that moment, like you have a drink, you have a snack, you're in your favorite place. The baby's calm. Life's perfect at that. In that moment in time, now 10 minutes later, it's probably chaos again. But in that moment in time, that is the most beautiful romance you can find.
I agree. I agree. It's just you finally feel like at different times in your life, you're like, okay, I have a handle on this. Like, I kind of know what I'm doing. Yes. Even if it's only for 35 seconds, you know what you're doing during that time. So,
that's totally it. Like, I know what I'm doing. And it's like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Especially because Walt Disney World, you're out of your comfort zone. It's crazy.
Yes.
All right. Francesca has one. 10-year anniversary is coming up. If we stay at Port Orleans French Quarter, very romantic. We plan to explore Batuu, where we can have a couple of drinks and make a droid together. Is that romantic? Well, I mean, think about this. This is how my brain works. This is where I went. So I don't think we need earmuffs, but I think we're good. I mean, think about it, like the ultimate romance. You know, I mean, a lot of times you start a family, right? I mean, that's kind of how these things work for a lot of folks. And I mean, it's a robotic family that you're adding to your family with a droid. Is that not romantic? And, you know, have a couple of drinks, go over to Oga's, have a carbon freeze, or you know what I mean, have, you know, pay way too much for a crazy looking drink and rock out with DJ Rex like it was at your wedding reception. You know,
right.
Who wouldn't want to have DJ Rex as your DJ at the wedding reception? I mean, come on, he'd be up there going, boo, boo, boo. Yeah, that's Batu is it's undersold as a romantic destination.
For sure. I mean, you know, how many people get to go off the planet for some romance? It's not that many. So,
you know, I'm not going to put Core's comment on the screen because he's kind of thinking the same thing I was thinking, but we're going to. This is funny. I appreciate it. It's hilarious, but let's skip it. Okay. So, Robert Dankey's Bob, our good friend from up in the Northeast, has got the most beautiful family. Been with the podcast forever. Back Monorail Bob on the old message boards. God, I miss those things. He says, is this romantic? I'm writing this just 2 hours after leaving California Grill brunch, which was fantastic. Here's how we're spending Valentine's Day. Ginger and I are hitting extra magic hours morning at the Magic Kingdom and having an early light lunch at Be Our Guest. We'll be leaving the Magic Kingdom by noon to chill at the pool at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We'll keep things slow and get prettied up before heading to Jiko for our Valentine's Day dinner. Oh, you're killing us, Bob. Bob makes the rest of us look bad. That's all I got to say. Like, this is not right.
He knows how to do it right, I'll just say.
That is just, yeah, he knows how to do it right. In our last situation, from Alexa, she says, evening Savvy's Workshop and Oga's Cantina reservations for my Star Wars loving husband. Alexa's out in California. We just talked about it. I mean, yes, Batu is romantic. You go, you make the droid, you make a lightsaber. I mean, you know, some kind of galactic weaponry is always, you know, kind of romantic because you can save the other one if you're ever confronted by a stormtrooper or, you know, Kylo Ren comes popping out. You never know, especially out in California. And then, you know, Ogus, yeah, go have a drink. Rock out with DJ Rex. Totally. And when you're thinking about your significant other, if they're a Star Wars fan, perfect. Like, you know, like if you're, you know, like I said, Wednesday, we had the question about Beauty and the Beast, you know, going and doing that. I really think, and this is what my wife honestly is great at. She knows what I like, and she'll be creative in creating experiences around, you know, whether it's Cardinal baseball or Disney or, you know, running or whatever. She's really good about that. I think that really makes the other person appreciate that you're thinking about that, because I'm terrible at gifts and things. I'm so bad. But like, she's so great at this kind of stuff. I think that's awesome because you're thinking about what your husband loves.
Yeah, I agree. That's what it's about. Romance doesn't have to be a big splurge or a big show of something. I mean, you know, I'd love that ABD trip. I don't think my husband's getting that for me for Valentine's Day, but he'll do something just as thoughtful. But it's about doing something that focuses on the other person and the things that they enjoy. And, you know, our listeners have it down pat. I'm just going to say there are about 100 great ideas there. So if you didn't find some romance in there, you're not trying.
Well, that's why we do this show. I mean, it's kind of a fun thing, but it's just to throw some things out there that if you're looking for an anniversary, a honeymoon, you know, things that you could consider, all these things that were offered up have romance in their own way. And then Bob has it in every single way. I mean, like, you can't beat that. But let me ask you this as we kind of wrap up this show, Pam. So, like, if you're looking for romantic things to do where you didn't have to pay a dollar extra on your Walt Disney World vacation, you know, like something I think of is just, you know, we talk about dessert parties, which are really great splurges. And I've enjoyed the dessert parties I've gone to. But I mean, there's romance in just going and buying a Mickey bar off a cart, you know, at Epcot and watching Epcot Forever back in Japan. I mean, and on top of that, not rushing out of the park after the fireworks, you know, letting the crowds kind of get going. And just kind of like making your way slowly out of a theme park at park closing, there's a magic to that. Like you said, the twinkling lights, the crowds reducing as the time goes on, and just, you know, getting to share that moment with significant other. I really think that there's a lot of stuff you can do without spending a dime extra and just, you know, talking about it 10 years later about that romantic night you had at Epcot.
I agree. I mean, I love watching the fireworks from afar, be it one of the resorts or even sometimes outside of the parks because you're not in the hustle and bustle of things. And it still feels really romantic because you're there together and you can do that. I like walking through just about every Disney resort at night, right? It's just so, you know, you get to hold hands, you get to walk through the resort and just experience it. one of the things that makes the Disney Resort so special is this is a themed environment. So it helps facilitate all the feels, right? I mean, it just really does. That's what it was designed to do when you're creating memories there. I love seeing other people enjoying their vacation. You know, that's a cool thing. The people watching at Disney is like next level people. Yes, watching.
Totally.
And you know, that can actually make you go through a few emotions too. But Disney does a good job of having little nooks and crannies, little places to sit and observe in the parks, in the resorts, whatnot. So take some time, put down your phone. You got to put down your phone.
Yes, I know.
You got to put it down for a little bit and just enjoy being there with each other. I think that's always romantic.
So real quick, rapid fire. February 2020, right now, most romantic Walt Disney World resort. Give one.
Most romantic. For me, the Polynesian's got to be up there as one of the romantic ones. There's just something about those gaslit tiki torches. It has the beach. It has sand. It has, you know, places you can hear the Polynesian music in the background. There's something really romantic about that.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to go with Port Orleans, both resorts combined. French Quarter, Riverside, especially at night.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a postcard during the day, but it is at night as well, especially at the horse carriage going around. The sounds help.
That water tower is so photographable.
Oh, it is so awesome.
Riverside.
All right, right now, most romantic restaurant. If you had to pick one restaurant to have a romantic meal, I know you're probably going to pick California Grill, but is there anything else, or does that not win? Just right off the top of your head today.
So, well, actually, one of the most romantic meals that Steve and I have had in the not-too-distant past has actually been the lounge at Ale & Compass. And the reason why is we were there. There was probably only two other people in the whole area. And we just sat there and like really, really talked to each other and lingered over drinks and some appetizers. And I just, every time I think about doing something like that, I go back to that moment and I'm just like, ooh, that was a fun night. Like we really had a good time.
Okay, last question. Then we're getting out of here for Friday, letting everybody celebrate their Valentine's, and you get to do it all weekend because it's a Friday. That means it's a whole weekend, Valentine's Day. Good luck going out to eat tonight, though. It's crazy. I know, I hate when it happens on a weekend. So overall, the most romantic theme park, your goals to have romance. Do you go to the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, the Studios, or Animal Kingdom?
Epcot.
You think?
Go to Epcot. Yeah, and they'll do the World Showcase.
See, I say Magic Kingdom because it's just, it's the definition of romance with castles and fantasy and, but at night, right? We're talking at night.
Yeah.
But Epcot, yeah. You're right. I mean, World Showcase and all the drinks and the snacks and the fireworks and the countries,
and
the culture.
And you just walk through it all. Like it's a new, different little genre every, you know, 50 feet or 100 feet or whatever it is, you know, so.
And it's adult, you know, it is. I mean, the kids can enjoy it too, but it's, yeah, that's good. All right. Well, it is time for you to go out and celebrate Valentine's Day. Hopefully we've given you some ideas for romance on your next Walt Disney World trip. Thanks for dropping in. Thanks everybody for the great situations, for being a part of the show. We sure appreciate that. Don't forget today's show has been brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when you are ready to impress that person in your life with a very romantic trip, or if you're just being practical, you want to go build a lightsaber and ride the Millennium Falcon, we can do that too. Just drop by themagicforless.com. They got great specials right there on the front page. It's a great starting point. When you're thinking about going to a Disney destination, whether it's take a Disney cruise, going out to Aulani, you know, what have you, Disneyland, Walt Disney World, Adventures by Disney, start there because you can get a great base of what's offered when. It's a great trip planning tool to get things started, to look at the resorts. There's great resort guides on the website there. If you're going to Walt Disney World, there's tons of information on the Disney dining plan. It really does. It gets you in a great situation to think about, okay, well, this is kind of what we're thinking. Then while you're there, fill out the free no obligation quote form, let them know you heard about them here on the show. And then we kind of funnel things down. We look at prices and availability. Then we look at, you know, well, is this going to work for you? You know, we can find a special on these dates, but not those dates yet. And then we work it out till we get it just right. You get the package you're looking for, the room you're looking for. whatever the cruise you're looking for, the stateroom, whatever it is, the adventure you're looking for at the best price possible. And it's a great experience. We love doing this. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase does help support the show. So again, please bookmark it and use it often, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike and at brguestpod. And of course, facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, my voice barely made it to the end of the show. We're going to make it. So we hope that you have a great weekend. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy the one you love. You know, it's a special thing in your life. So make sure you get out there and have a good time with those you love. And we'll see you on Monday. So until then, we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.